Everybody's doing something. We'll do nothing.
Welcome, goddammit, welcome back to that show about nothing. This is that guy, Eric X, a.k.a. him over there. Hello, my brother, Aaron the Misfit, a.k.a. 2A motherfucking G. What's going on, man?
Nothing, man. Everything is gravy, golden, feeling beautiful. You know what I mean?
I'm a steady joke. Coronavirus shit is real.
Coronavirus shit is real.
Shit is really real.
Shout out to President Pence.
Well, you the motherfuckers that don't know. If the president is incapacitated and can't perform his duties, the vice president, which is his entire fucking real role, steps up. You seen Pence today on anything?
Today?
Yeah.
No, I watched news for a little bit and I was like, I woke up, I'm like, that shit say Trump got coronavirus.
So the mic dropped for you this morning too?
That's the first thing I woke up to. I'm like, this nigga got the corona.
You like to wake up and piss yourself off. You do watch the news as soon as you get up.
Yeah. I watch the news as soon as I get up just to see what the fuck this bullshit is transpiring.
I get my news from like Twitter, and I only get on Twitter like 3 or 4 times a week. Mm. Max. So I miss a lot of the bullshit. You the one that kind of informed me.
Twitter's actually a great news source.
Yeah.
Because usually it's some shits on Twitter. Somebody dies.
So is Pence going to tweet? Or...
Nah, Pence ain't gonna be no Twitter no Twitter fan, because he's all about that action and shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he's probably niggas off.
He's instilling laws right now.
Yeah.
He's trying to outlaw gay marriage right now, as we speak. With his fucking, it's 4 hours that he's been president. He's already on some bullshit.
It's new. You'll be reviving this nigga.
Hey, Pharrell is the fucking, our generation's Curtis Mayfield. That's what I'm saying. I'm putting my stamp down on it. Pharrell's one of my favorite artists, dude. Straight up.
That's not a... You act like that's a hot take or a stretch or something. Like, one of the most influential niggas in this industry is your favorite artist.
Yeah, yeah. One of the most influential niggas is
your favorite.
Yeah. And this is actually...
You know that Jewish kid from Canada can rap, right? That's like that.
This is perfect segue. Niggas, that to my topic is niggas love successful strangers.
That's easy.
Niggas love successful strangers, dude.
Because there's no... You're not invested. You already see the success without seeing what they went through. Motherfuckers don't want to see a nigga they know win because they're on the same level as them.
Well, why is it that I can say something and then they say something and then you listen to what the fuck they say? Or it sounds it's more legitimate when they say.
You're talking on a personal level, right? Like if a motherfucker...
Yeah, I'm saying like a motherfucking successful stranger.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're referring to the person that actually knows you firsthand. But when another motherfucker say that they don't know it all, but has more followers, more money, or whatever, it's gospel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the answer. Well, I mean, it's more so, again, they don't want to hear from you because y'all are essentially on the same level. So if you surpass them or say something that on a like an intellectual level that makes sense, they don't want to hear from you. They'd rather a nigga that's unattainable say it. Like, I can never be that, so what he's saying gotta be true. This nigga next to me,
I know certain people in my life where I ain't gotta put somebody successful in front of them. I could just put somebody with a different hue in front of them that's saying the exact same thing that I'm saying, and they might argue with me, but when they say it, they be like, "Oh yeah,
white face blindness is what I like to call it."
It's like, you You say white face blind.
Oh, no, I just made it.
That's actually a term. That's a term we might be going to roll with.
Is it a term?
What? No, it's not. I've never heard that shit before.
Motherfuckers like to see it from a face that they deem superior, I guess.
I don't see how any black person or any non-white person could deem white people superior after it's bullshit.
Debate, yeah. But it's a lot of pro-black motherfuckers that still follow, like, what the white man says. Like, they think what they drive is gospel.
Well, I mean, I'm a firm believer that anybody can say anything good. You know what I mean? Anybody can say anything bad.
Anybody can drop some knowledge.
Yeah, so I'm going with what the fuck makes sense to me, regardless of who it comes from. But, like, the shit we was watching earlier, and you brought a point, it's like, yo, why the fuck is he, why is he even talking to him?
Yeah,
like, the white dude, we was watching the movie, and the white dude started
a conversation that didn't need to happen.
And, like, you could tell he was bothered, but like, why the fuck is he even talking to him?
I get frustrated because you've been to my residence before. Like, I normally reside in hood areas. Not that, you know what I mean, I didn't have the money to live anywhere else. I felt comfortable where I live. When niggas be like, man, how you live it type shit. Like, nigga, don't nobody talk to nobody. You speak to your next door neighbor in passing. And I'm talking about high and by. Get the fuck on. Because you hear them the day before. You know what I mean? They ain't none of your business. You mind yours. So when I see this motherfucker moving that chair in, and he like, hey, how you doing? New to the neighborhood? Never had that. That's not realistic, in my opinion. And then it's like, why do I have to answer you?
Because that's their way of being nosy.
Yeah, you were saying being nice. I'm like, no, that's not nice. He's attacking that man right now.
I mean, he could be being nosy or he could be being nice.
He's not being nice. He don't give a fuck.
Maybe he's just trying to,
if he was so in tune with that situation, he would have knew that was that woman's son. Think about it. Oh, you Mrs. What's-his-such son? What's your name? You don't know any of this, but you're asking me. Don't ask me this shit, dog.
I don't know. I try to...
You hang with white people, so it's kind of different.
No, I'll be having the peep shit. You know, just like, even white people at work, but I see them.
I'll give you this.
I peep white people really fast, dude.
I'll give you this. When you see it, you normally, not that you report back, but you normally let me know, like, I get what you meant by that. That type of shit.
Yeah.
So I ain't, like, you're a nicer guy than I am, period. Like, socially. So, yeah, you get the edge on that.
So, well, that's also because I smoke weed. I think that's not.
And a lot of white people smoke weed. Y'all got something to.
Everybody smokes weed.
I mean, no, I'm saying, like, most of your white friends came from weed.
Oh, yeah, all my white friends do drugs. I don't know a white person who doesn't do drugs.
And I can't.
They might not be doing them right now.
But they did.
They did in the past. Hey, Google, next song.
I want you to go into, it doesn't have to be this episode, but your whole theory on how white people can hang with black people up to a certain age one day. I want you to drop an entire episode on that shit.
Man, I can break it down. From, like, through school, like, how the ages and shit, because I can really sit down and process it, because that's actually an interesting topic.
You actually need to write that shit down.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's a thing more black people, young black people should know. What? That these people are just hanging with you because it's convenient, it's fun. Look at your Miley Cyrus's, your even perfect Justin Bieber. Example. Like, Justin Bieber popped up with a whole white wife. we thought this nigga was perfect down with
example.
The... Damn,
I didn't think shit. I knew he was. I wasn't that... I
don't Malibu's know. Most Wanted. What was his dad's slogan?
B-Rat?
No, his dad's slogan. Down with
the... Bill Block went down with the bitches and hoes.
Oh, the bitches and hoes?
Bill Block went down with the bitches and hoes.
Yo, Biden would have run away with this campaign. He would have said that.
I'd be down with that shit.
That's what niggas said in the movie, damn it. I'm voting for the nigga. Like,
I'm voting for him. Like, are you voting for Biden, man?
I was going to register to vote. Mm. I didn't. after all the shit I said to you. But, I don't vote. Like, I voted for Obama the first time because my mama told me to.
Hey, Google. Next song.
And I was literally on Boise State campus, and my mom's, she registered me, which I think is illegal. And she called me the day it was time to vote, and I just drove down here and voted. Like, that was the only reason. And I was the nigga saying, that nigga ain't gonna win. Literally.
No, I knew he was going to win.
I didn't.
I knew he was going to win.
I wasn't heavy in politics at all. And then he came to Bowie State in 2006 or 7. And I was like, this nigga buggy. I looked at him, I was like, this nigga might be getting the hose and passing. I'm going back to my dorm, everybody going to the jump to go look at him. I just seen him, I was like, that nigga probably get the bitches. Like, he was a cute little nigga, you know what I mean? So I was like, that nigga probably get the bitches. I go in there and go to sleep. Twan hit me up, I was like, nigga, where you at? I'm like, nigga, if you don't get off the fucking phone, I'm trying to go take a nap. Mind you, you know, they canceled classes, that was my time, I'm going to bed.
I imagine it's called Obama cute, nigga, that's what I was trying to do, man. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to talk about, nigga. Obama was a cute nigga. Duly noted.
I mean, he was younger then. He was cute. Now he a distinguished gentleman, you know, handsome man.
He pretty much looks the same. He's just great now.
Yeah.
He's
great that now. That job's stressful as shit.
Yeah. Which, this how you know Trump's hair is not fucking real, because it hasn't changed. Every other president...
Well, when you grab it off the stand, it don't
matter. Every other president's hair changed in their first 4 years. This motherfucker hair literally hasn't changed.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. He's stressed because, like, the side hairs ain't even holding on tough to the top piece no more. He need to get a whole hat. Like, I call wigs hats, my bad. But he need to get a whole wig instead of just the top piece. It ain't cutting it no more.
You know what? Now, in hindsight, me reflecting on it, I thought it was embarrassment. But at the end of the day, as a black man, I should, like, relish in that shit. That's the most beautiful thing ever.
I thought you should have took my take from it. We was just like, let's step back and laugh.
Yeah, like, we get to all the negative stereotypes and shit that they said about black men and black people and all this other shit.
They showed.
That shit was on display on fucking Tuesday.
They harnessed it and released it right in front of our eyes.
No, that was the most ignorant ghetto shit I've ever seen in politics in my life. I don't know where that shit
came
from,
the little phrase came, but that's ghetto.
That's ghetto.
Yeah.
That's ghetto. I don't know where that phrase came from?
That was ghetto.
Yeah, that's the definition. That was the definition.
It was terrible, man. And I didn't even watch it. Like, social media keeps me up. But, like, the snippets I was... Like, I think I was in the house playing Madden. Let me keep it focused. And, you know what I mean? Every time I pick up my phone, it's another joke. You ain't bring no ice, bitch.
I know. Another joke.
And then I'm like, I got to put the phone down. It got so bad. I was like, I really don't want to be indulging in this. And then the next morning, when everything dropped, it was just like, oh, man.
In fact, I've been laughing at this shit. Like, it's a comedy. Nigga, I don't know any policy they talked about, nigga. I don't know none of that shit, nigga. It's just...
Again, debate...
Smart? Don't use the word smart. Don't use the word smart around me.
Which is double-sided as shit. Are you saying I'm not smart or you're not smart? You know what I mean? It's double-sided.
Hey, nigga. This nigga's whole debate style is just to yell...
Would you shut up, man?
Like, it's just yell over you. It's
Biden,
like...
Biden said that at one point, right?
Like, yeah, shut up, man. Yeah, because it's like, nigga... I was like, how can you... You can't even fucking... His debate style, it's like a little kid. It's like, okay, we're playing like a game. We're playing like superhero game, right? And we got powers and shit. And all of a sudden, I pull out some fucking phenomenal powers. Yeah. Like, oh, I got invincibility, nigga. You can't touch me. That's the type of shit that Trump just does. He just makes up shit and just... He's a fucking...
You remember the jump with the...
Oh, God.
The little black kid, fat, chubby black kid. It's like a meme now. He's like, it's a motherfucking... They said that's how Biden was debating. He was saying shit.
The motherfucking sandwich that you get the
Hey, but this is what I really want to see. Like,
it was another meme I seen.
I want to see because they have to have the vice president debate. I want to see Harris.
It's next week.
I want to see this. That's going to be entertaining.
No, that's actually going to be a.
She gonna come out with
a professional debate.
She gonna come out there.
They're not gonna be yelling over each other. Like,
she gonna come out there with the wrong butters again. And embarrass black people.
Her favorite living rapper is Tupac.
She said, "I used to smoke weed in college, listening to Tupac."
Like, nigga, you just like, dog. Oh my god, yo. And the black people that's I haven't touched. All for right. One thing, we haven't recorded in a minute.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
Yeah, you shouldn't have brought her up. You shouldn't have brought her up, man. Damn it. Why'd you? Damn it, man.
Angry black man segment.
Okay, here we go. This is Aaron and Misfits. No. This is 2AG time now. Aaron and Misfits, you sit back, guy. But this bitch, like, dog, she's so fucking phony, man. That it's. I don't mind. That's just the same reason I don't like Trump. Is the same reason why I don't like her, dude. Lie to me, if you can, like, lie to me like Obama lied to me. Make me believe this shit. You know what I mean? Give me a believable lie. At least, nigga, like, don't insult my fucking intelligence,
this
man.
This is the difference. Where you going with that? Obama gave you something you could feel. Like, he gave you something you could be like, you know what? Shit might get better. Like,
no, he just gave me a black face, nigga.
He gave you shit might get better. When you hear that nigga talk right now, your pants probably get moist.
No. And you know, like I said before, I don't like talking bad about Obama on the mic, but you know how I feel about Obama, you know what I'm saying? But back to this bitch, Camilla Hurst. Like, she's dog.
I
don't have a problem calling her a bitch because she don't have a problem locking fucking thousands of pounds, thousands of black male.
We had this conversation again. She's the one person we get mad at for being extremely good at her job. Right or wrong,
her job was locking niggas up, and that's what she did.
She took it to another level.
She did that job on an outstanding, superb level. You're right. She liked locking niggas up.
She to put niggas in prisons. That was her job.
Yeah,
and we hate her for it.
I don't hate her. You know what? I just don't like how she be insulting my intelligence with the fake shit, yo. Like, yo, bitch, you ain't got a lot of me. I don't care.
She's so qualified.
Hillary was different.
Why are you pulling these antics?
Hillary was different.
I'm talking about the hot sauce in my bag.
That was a shitty campaign staff. But Hillary was actually, I was like, okay. Hillary was the most qualified motherfucker that I've voted
ever. Most qualified president ever, probably.
Yeah, to run. I said president.
She's never been
president. Camilla's only been in politics for like.
Not long at all.
6 years, maybe. You know what I mean? She ain't been in this shit for that long, man. She's...
But they're grooming her to be the first female president.
But she's not, though. It's not gonna happen. White women definitely not gonna have to happen.
Yeah.
Best believe that shit.
You know, this is like the first real chance that we're not gonna have a second term president in our lifetime.
No, I thought Bush wasn't going to get a second term.
No, nigga, I'm talking actual facts.
You said, we're not going to have one. Okay.
Yeah, I said the only actual chance we ever had.
Bush
lost. He just took the motherfucker.
Well, the first time he took it. The second time, he won that shit. The second time.
No, I thought he won the first time, lost the second time.
No, fuck no. The first time was Florida, nigga. That was him and Al Gore. The second time was him and Kerry.
Oh, yeah, he washed.
Yeah. Kerry just wasn't. Kerry was... shitty politician like Camilla, just fake for no, like, it's like, nigga, stop being fake for, like, Trump works with his supporters.
Hey, shout out to Al Gore's internet that we're using right now to record this podcast. It's like, just want to throw that out there.
this is Al Gore's internet?
Yeah. Why'd you look out the window like niggas aside?
I was about to say the environment would be better if we listened
just
to Al Gore.
Listen to this motherfucker.
If we just listened to him. That's all that
Al Gore
doing.
Been preaching global warming since the 90s. Like, nigga, we're killing the
kids. But this thing about our generation, nigga. We was the first one to really give it, like, we had Captain Planet. We had shit that was informing us.
We had Don Cheadle.
Don Cheadle did the little parody video, right? Yeah, I seen that bullshit. What? Isn't that funny?
Nigga, do you like any black people?
Of course, I love black people, nigga.
Oh my god, that nigga hit me with a Trump quote. I love black people.
Are you asking me to deny, like, black supremacy? What is black supremacy? Alright, tell me who the black supremacist is. I'll deny him. Okay, Nation of Islam, stand back, stand down, alright? That shit, nigga.
That's neither here nor there. But this Antifa and this Black Lives Matter shit. This is ridiculous.
That shit, I was like, nigga.
And Antifa is fucking white people.
Man. I know white people, racist white people was at home. Was like, nigga, what the fuck are you doing? You're not supposed to be this obvious with it. Like,
I think, like,
it's levels to our racism, man.
They're going to denounce him like, nigga, you fucking up.
Nigga, that's why
Biden, would you do a better job than this nigga?
At first I knew that I was like, yo, just Trump got this shit, right? Even with all this COVID shit, I was like, Trump got this shit. But after that debate, I'm like, that's I don't that nigga, white people at this point, hey, bro, I don't see how they
he did so bad motherfucker came up with COVID.
Coronavirus. They shit said, is getting real.
Allegedly, I had it before the debate. I wasn't thinking straight.
Goddamn, I lost the train. Oh yeah, okay. I don't think bad, I don't even think this time around white people could be just racist, dude. Because it's just like this nigga's just unless the wealthy ones, the rich ones,
don't give a fuck.
Even if you rich and wealthy, I don't give a fuck what color you are.
I understand why
you want to vote for Trump. I understand that shit. You know what I mean? Like, makes sense, right? But if you're not, I mean, you're white and still voting for him, like, how the fuck can you justifiably say that shit? And I just think...
Do you think landslide now, voting-wise? Or do you think it's still going to be a federal?
No. It's going to be state to state. It's going to be state to state.
I'm going to
tell you... Well, I'm going to say... Oh, it's only five states that really matter. Pennsylvania, Florida,
California.
Well, no, California. Democrat, that's a wrap. Pennsylvania, Florida. I think Nevada might be a toss up state.
Idaho's.
Wisconsin, Ohio. Ohio's going to be a really important state. Is really
the swing states. Yeah.
Ohio's going to be one of them choices. So.
But I think if there was any other candidate other than Biden, this would be a wash.
If it was a white Obama running against Trump right now, he would fucking demolish him, nigga.
And Biden could be that, but he has dementia. Shit, I can't remember shit.
Well, he's too old to be a white Obama, nigga. If it was like a young white male Democrat hip, out there and like, shit, hip and yeah. shit, you know what I mean? He's listening to the baby and doing the fucking war and all that shit.
Oh my god, that shit make me sick.
Like, I run his campaign pretty good, I think.
I'm going to say that, but I want to say that off air because it's talking about the man in D.C. Fuck it, I'm going to say, when she going to start beating her feet? To start catering to these niggas.
She don't need to. She don't need niggas votes.
She put Black Lives Matter and just, never mind.
She's trying to make it when she don't need niggas votes to win, fucking be the mayor. She's going to make it where it's going to be a white mayor in D.C. within the next 10 years.
Yeah, she fucking up.
I can see that. DC's gonna be so gentrified that it could be a white man in DC, dude. I believe that.
Chocolate City. Ain't so chocolate.
No, it's Mocha City now, buddy.
Nah, that shit, white chocolate. White chocolate city, nah, yeah. You hit me with the mocha. I was gonna go with milk chocolate.
Milk chocolate, mocha.
Yeah, you already hit the mocha, so I had to go one step further.
Yeah, one step, okay.
But I'm moving to Alexandria, man.
No, fuck that, nigga. I'm moving to Ontario.
They don't like they don't like
British Columbia. No, I'm trying to move. No, I'm dead serious, nigga. I need to get the fuck out of this. Cause it's like,
This nigga said, man, I gotta just leave Maryland. I'm going back to Cali. And I ain't gotta be Cali. Maybe the Carolinas or Florida. Now it's fucking, I gotta get out of this world.
Get the fuck out of this country, nigga.
This nigga not leaving Maryland. He's stuck with me.
Nah, I'll fuck if so I am. Freaking bad. I want to get out of this goddamn country, man, because it's like...
Yeah, man, I'm going to tell you.
What are the choices, man? What's just... Everything's fucked up. Because it's President Harris or President Trump. I don't like neither one of them. Because Biden's not going to make it through his first 4 years. He'd do like 2 years. Harris is going to be president.
Biden doesn't want to be president anyway.
No, he doesn't. They fucking...
The nigga would have ran... He would have ran and beat... He would have beat Trump the first time. To keep shit funky. I was there. I know the atmosphere.
No,
they wanted Biden to run.
They should have
fucking Biden didn't want to win. Want to run.
They should have let Bernie fucking run.
I said this. Y'all could have got Bernard 2 terms straight now, but y'all didn't choose this nigga. And he was up there with Malcolm.
They don't like Bernie. I mean, the fucking Democrats, they don't like Bernie because he's like a Trump where he's going to do what the fuck he wants and not what the party wants him to do. But Trump was like that, but now
and
he
Bernie
doesn't.
Trump, Trump does what
Trump. Trump does kind of what the fucking party wants him to do now. Well, not kind of. He does what the party wants him to do.
This nigga, y'all think this? Trump doesn't have a policy. He doesn't understand this shit. He doesn't give a fuck about this shit. He's whatever's thrown in front of his fucking face that makes sense to him. He signs. That's it.
Presidents aren't elected; they're selected.
What you say? C sections.
I said presidents aren't elected; they're selected. That's said that. The president said that.
A president said it?
Yeah, president said that. Yeah. Roosevelt said that.
The president motherfucker that fell out of the steps.
The nigga with polio. The polio nigga said.
He fell out of the steps, man.
He ain't fall down no fucking steps.
Nigga, how do you talking? Are you serious right now?
Roosevelt had fucking polio, nigga.
Are you arguing with the nigga that worked in the White House? The nigga fell down the steps, I'm telling you. That's why that motherfucker.
That's not why he was in the wheelchair.
Yes, I mean, he fell because of polio. I agree with you. You're telling me the nigga didn't fall down the steps.
Oh, I ain't saying
that. You literally just said he didn't fall down the steps.
Oh, no, I thought you were saying, like, that's the reason the nigga was in the wheelchair. Because he fell down the steps.
This nigga just called Roosevelt Professor Xavier. But nah, he fell down the steps in the White House.
Okay, bro.
Hold on. In the Eisenhower Executive Office Building. He found the steps down there, and that's why. You don't know this because you don't know the design. Never mind. Take everything I fucking said back.
I know. Why you saying all? Why you giving the motherfucking layout and shit, nigga? Al Qaeda might be listening.
Hey,
to
man,
this
shout
drop.
Out to our 25 listeners every 6 months. Y'all be there because we drop inconsistent as fuck. And not we, it's me.
Yeah, how can we have consistent listeners when we don't fucking drop?
First of all, we got a solid 3, bro. Don't play us.
Do we?
Yeah.
I guess. Did you been watching the fucking finals?
No, LeBron and none, cause he's gonna win this bitch. I checked it from my phone the other day. I don't even remember which day they played. It wasn't yesterday, so I'm assuming Wednesday was game one.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, Miami up 25-18. I turned it back. I was like, yeah, that's what I figured.
I was like, I didn't realize, I forgot the game was on because I was, I forgot, fuck,
no
I,
one
I was fucking,
right. No, right. No one cares.
And so I was like, I was talking to him. He was like, yo, yeah. I was like, you said game on? I said, oh shit. I said, yeah, it's like, I'm fucking 80-something, 60, 80-something, 69. I'm like, I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah,
I'm like, I'm not going to watch it at that point.
First quarter, Miami was in there, but.
Man, I was like, yeah.
And this is my thing, like, the Lakers are so experienced. They normally lose game one. So figure out what the fuck you're doing. And they won game one. I was like, oh shit, this is a wrap.
See, I'm not no fucking like basketball
nigga. Yeah. Me either. Don't get that fucking misconstrued. Like.
But. No, we're still good. We're still good. Okay. Time. But not like. One thing I just been peeping this shit. Is there's a. With all the shit that the atmosphere is going on. We just talking about the Trump shit. I didn't deny white supremacy. How white supremacists have us like an obsession with
niggas.
Fucking sports and black athletes. You know what I mean? Which is always fucking confused me. Like how?
I can break this down to you. They still view it as property. So the good ones still stand up. Remember even on the slave shit, even with like the Mandingo fights and all that, you get fed the best, you get the best women. You know what I mean? So when they see that type of shit, or these niggas making a lot of money, even the bottom tier supremacists feel like they still vested in this motherfucker, so because I've been watching you since college, I watch your growth. You know what I mean? But you now you're on my favorite team. What is this boy doing when he missed his layup? You know what I mean? Like,
Cam Newton would be a perfect example. He's in the city full of white fucking supremacists,
which man. They accepted him so fucking fast. Like
the nigga's balling the fuck out, nigga. Like
he's not doing anything crazy, but he's back to.
He was doing what the fuck he was doing before he got hurt.
Yes, and
that's all he's been doing. That's all he's been doing, dude.
Everybody looking at the passing yards and all that shit, and the rushing yards, like, oh, his numbers aren't crazy. Cam wins football games. He's never been the best quarterback. He's the best athlete on the field. Like, we didn't know Cam knew how to throw a ball. Like, Cam has great moments, but the majority of times, he's mediocre passer. Let's keep this shit funky. He has a strong arm, but yeah. Accuracy is subpar. Mm-hmm. I'd still want him on my team. Well, actually, I'm saying that wrong because we have Lamar. But
really, you guys are good. I'll take Cam on my team right now. That's for damn sure.
Y'all, why'd y'all pay that white boy?
I'm not the GM.
He pulled the greatest scam ever because this is when. People don't know he was getting that bag in Redskins too.
I'm about to break the bank
because they kept
got two big ass contracts.
He got another one. They just read up.
Yeah, extension. Yeah.
For what? But he kept getting what's the shit called, bro?
You know why?
With the Redskins.
You know why? Because of that pass he made in the playoff game against the Saints to Adam Thielen.
This
and when he made that pass, I was like,
he just fucked us up.
this is why he pays, this is why they pay this nigga, because not many motherfuckers
could
have made that pass.
But here's the thing, bro. Y'all got rid of this receiver.
You said what?
Got rid of his receiver.
And I was telling motherfuckers, I was telling so many people.
Who the fuck
like,
you gonna throw to?
I'm like, yo. People sitting like, I'm feeling your best receiver. I'm feeling your best receiver. Like,
you know why he looked good?
Because Stephon Diggs is on the other side of the fucking field.
Look at the like, Eagles gave Boyd the bag, right? And now this nigga throwing the plumbers.
who the fuck is Wentz throwing to? I don't even know who the fuck.
Nigga, and they're dropping like flies.
Who's their running
their
back?
The only defensive lineman that's still alive is Fletcher Cox. Shout out to my guy, Grudge Racing for Life. He owned a couple race cars. I met him. I like that guy. We hung out, drink, you know, shot a little dice. But that's neither here nor there. Give my money back, boy. Hey, but again, like, you pay one guy. I don't know what we're gonna do with Lamar. Like, at the end of the day,
He's about to get that bag, nigga.
How? And well, realistically, we don't pay anyone right now. Anyway.
No, nigga, he's going to.
No, I'm saying we don't pay anyone right now. So
yeah, right now. Yeah. Well, he's gonna get that Pat Mahomes bag. Whatever Pat, he's gonna get.
He's gonna get
more
less
than Pat Mahomes. He's gonna get more.
No, he's not. I don't think Lamar.
Contracts always go up, nigga.
No, this is my thing. He should request more because he runs.
Pat Mahomes runs.
I don't know.
I don't watch the Chiefs enough. So
he can run. He doesn't run. He chooses not to. And this is my take. So the Monday Night Football game, we got our.
But that's also
we got our ass.
That's also about a fucking plowly how y'all run the offense. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. If we run our offense through this nigga, when we run our offense through him, and he's the leading rusher and passer on the team.
My coach for a minute now, hasn't he?
Who?
Harbaugh?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Like, hell yeah, yo. Yeah. He was a coach when I was working. When I was working at fucking Orkin, nigga, in like my 20s, nigga. So that's
he won the ring.
Nigga, that's a minute. He won two rings, right?
No, he won that last ring. He ain't win that.
How many rings y'all got right now? Y'all got three rings? I thought y'all got three rings. No, y'all only got two rings.
Two, two.
I'm tripping. Okay, y'all only got two rings. Okay, yeah.
Are you bringing Cleveland into this?
No. Fuck her.
And this is the irony of this shit, right? I became a Houston Oilers fan because I was extremely racist. And they had the most black players.
Warren Moon.
Yeah, so I didn't know any other black quarterbacks.
So I was a racist. I didn't realize I was racist because I don't know why I liked the Houston Oilers. I used to like Warren Moon, nigga.
Yeah.
Black quarterback. That's the reason why I started liking the Vikings, nigga.
So
they had a black coach.
I was a Tennessee Titans fan, you know, like Steve McNair, Eddie George, all that. Then I was like, I'm never going to fucking Tennessee. So Tennessee, you know, then it was, you know, the Ravens. We had the white quarterback. We had Jamal Lewis, though. We had Ray Lewis. We had Eric. I was like, oh, nigga, I'm a Ravens fan. And I stuck from there on.
Bum. But fuck it. Huh? Well, nah, before he wasn't. No, who was the fucking quarterback before? It was Anthony Banks or some shit. He was a bum. And then it was Trent Dilfer, bum ass. Mediocre ass. You would think from watching him on ESPN.
He wasn't a bad quarterback, though.
He was the greatest quarterback. Like, he's a Hall of Famer.
He was the greatest quarterback MVP. That never was great.
He was never great, dude. He was never good.
He was good.
I don't remember that nigga ever being good, nigga. Because he lost his fucking. He got that contract. He got a contract from fucking. After he left the Ravens to Seattle. He didn't do shit. And Matt Hasselbeck took his fucking spot.
This is what I found out watching the. I'm jumping teams right now. This is what I found out watching the Seattle-New England game, right? Did you know that they traded for Bill Belichick?
Who? The Patriots?
Yeah.
Smartest one of the smartest
I didn't know that was a thing.
Smartest trade in NFL history.
Did you know you could trade for coaches?
Didn't know that shit.
You know who was the coach at the time? Pete Carroll. Was the coach of the Patriots. No. Was the coach of the,
Yeah, this is a hell of a... This is a hell of a shift.
I know. We started on positive.
Because, I was, I gotta get out of here because I gotta see my head doctor.
Right, yeah, you gotta do an interview with his therapist.
But I wanna, I've been realizing, especially for the last several months... So many times for so long in my life, I'm like, Aaron, you're not really an attractive guy. It's not that. It's that I've been broke.
Yeah, you ain't no money.
I've been broke for a really long time, right? And I've had periods where I've had money in my pocket. Lots of money. You know what I mean? You know, nice money. Chunks of money. But never money always consistent. But I wasn't ugly. I was just broke.
Was a hell of a shit.
That was a hell of a shit.
I realized this myself. I'm not that ugly. I just need better lighting. But again, we ain't got an outro for this bitch, so we holler at y'all.